In all of Sefer Bereishis, there are three mitzvahs. First mitzvah is Pirur Avu. Second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And the third mitzvah is found in this week's parasha. That's the mitzvah not to eat the Gid Hanasha, the area in an animal around the sciatic nerve that we're not allowed to eat. Three mitzvahs in the whole Sefer. Two of them are very understandable. It says, Pirur Avu is such a basic mitzvah to all of humanity. It was told to Adam HaRishon. It was again reiterated to Noach. The world needs to exist. And for the world to exist, people need to mimic in Pirur Avu. The second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. It's also very understandable. Something that's so unique, so identifiable, or identifying, of Am Yisrael. And such a basic mitzvah, given to Avraham Avinu, we understand why it's in Sefer Bereishis. But Gid Hanasha, what's so special, so important, so crucial about the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha? For all the mitzvahs, that's the third out of three mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis. Why is that so important? So I once heard the following explanation from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. It's based on the Ramban. What's the story behind the Gid Hanasha? The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu is with his family trying to avoid a confrontation with Esav. He transfers his family over the Nachal and he's by himself on the other bank. And this mysterious Ish struggles with him throughout the night until dawn. Vayaki lo yachalo. And this mysterious Ish sees he can't overpower Yaakov. Vayiga bekaf yerecho. So he gives him a zetz. He hits him in the thigh area. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beavko imo. And Yaakov is wounded. He's hurting. And the Torah tells us later that Yaakov is limping. And therefore, Al-Kain lo-yochul b'nei Yisrael et Gid Hanasha. Al-Kaf ha-yarech. Therefore, you don't eat Gid Hanasha. What in the world is going on? Chazal tell us that this mysterious Yis is Sarah Shal Esav. It's the heavenly angel who represents Esav. And he's coming to fight Yaakov. And there's a message here. The struggle takes place at night. At night is symbolic of galus. Darkness, exile. And the Sar Shal Esav comes and he fights Yaakov. And he wants to overpower Yaakov. And he wants to destroy Yaakov. But he's not able to. But if he can't destroy Yaakov, at least he's going to hurt him. And in that he succeeds. He hits him in the Kaf HaYarech. He wounds him. And it's painful. And Yaakov is limping. That is the history of Am Yisrael and Golos. The Umos HaOlam want to destroy us. The night can be very long. The galus can be very long. In the Sar Shalesav, all his human and sometimes subhuman followers are out to destroy Yaakov. They can't succeed. But if they can't destroy Yaakov or Yaakov and his descendants, then they're going to hurt him. And that they managed to do. And when dawn comes, we're hurting and we're limping. But the Torah tells us later on, Vayizrach lo ha-shemesh kasher over es penuel utzalei al yerecho. Originally he's limping. But when they get to Sukkos, it says, Vayavo Yaakov shalem ir Shechem. Sorry, to the city of Shechem. He comes shalem. And Rashi says, shalem begufo. Shinitrape mitzalato. Shalem bimamono shalo chasa klumi koloto daran. And shalem bitaraso shalo shachach tamudo beveis lava. Yaakov is healed. Eventually he's healed totally. And when he arrives in Eretz Yisrael, he's once more shalom. Why is the mitzvah of Gidon Asher here one of three mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis? Because that is the mitzvah that hints to the destiny of Am Yisrael. That is our life story in Galus. Our enemies will try to overpower us, to destroy us, and will be unsuccessful. But they will manage to hurt us. And it's painful at times. And we limp at times. But eventually, we will be healed. And eventually, we will be shalem. Shalem begufo. Shalem bimamono. And shalem betaraso. Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim. And right now we're in the midst of that Siman. The Golos that we're in now is still that Golos of Edo. From the time that the Romans exiled us, and Rome is always associated with Edom, and Edom is Esau. And even though we suffer at the hands of Yishmael, we're still in the Golos of Edom. And as we read at the end of Parshas Toldos, Yishmael and Esav become mechutanim. One big family from that perspective. And even though they're unsuccessful in destroying us, times it hurts. Times it hurts badly. And it's painful. And we have to acknowledge that. We wish it would be otherwise. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his ultimate wisdom, has decided that while we're in Galus, things aren't always going to be so easy. When we suffer tragedies, we hurt. So how do we respond? What should be our reaction? What lessons can we learn from Yaakov? Vayivasa Yaakov levado. Vayove kishimo. That's a kainim yibali atosos. See, there was a mistake here. Says, why did the Ish attack Yaakov? Because he was left alone. His family had left him. That's the first lesson. No one should ever be levado. Can't leave Yaakov levado. Can't leave anyone alone. We can't run away. Esav is all over. It's not only in Tzomet HaGush or Bashar Shechem. It can happen in Paris, Milan, London, New York. It can happen anywhere. So we can't abandon Yaakov. Can't say Shalom Alei Nafshi. I'll just go somewhere else. And I'll be safe. Problems start when we leave Yaakov alone. It only makes matters worse. And Vayove Kishimo. Aralot HaShachar. It's a long night. And Yaakov doesn't give up. The whole night, he struggles. There's no one else. No one to help. But he never gives up. Because there's always someone else. Because Yaakov knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. And that Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained him as it sustained all of Am Yisrael to 2,000 years of Galus. The more that we are mechazek in our Amunah, the more we have the ability to keep up the struggle. Defeat is not an option. Perseverance is our only hope. And with the Emunah we persevere. And how else do we react? When tragedy strikes, and when death occurs, any death, and certainly tragic death, and how much more so the death of a young person, something that's tremendously lacking in this world. Potential that that person had to do mitzvot, to learn, to do chesed, to offer his tefillot, all that is gone. Who's going to do his chesed or her chesed? All that Torah that could have been learned. All the mitzvot that could have been performed. All the bein adam lechaver and the bein adam lamakom. It's all lacking. So what can we do? Every person is a whole world. You can't replace a person. But each and every one of us can do a little bit. A little bit. My small share. One more act of chesed. Little bit extra learning. Somewhat more kavana when I recite brachos. A little bit more careful about Hilchos Shabbos. I can do a little bit. And each and every one of us can do a little bit. And we can. We must. Because this world is lacking. And we're the only ones left here to fill in what's missing. Each and every one of us, the way that we see that we can most contribute. But that's what we need to do. But yeah, we need to remember that Yaakov Avinu is healed in the end. Every day in davening, Psukei Dezimra, say three sentences in a row. The first sentence is, Ki vachar Hashem b'tzion, yivah l'moshav lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Tzion. He chose this land. He chose this place. He wishes to dwell there. And if he wishes to dwell there, and we are commanded to walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we should wish to dwell here. And the next sentence is, Ki Yaakov b'chal loka Yisrael l'skul asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this land and he chose this people. He chose us. We're his treasure. We are what's most precious. Then we say, Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, v'nachlato lo yazov. Kadosh Baruch Hu will never abandon his people, nor will he ever leave his inheritance. The two go together. The people and the land. The Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us, chose this place, and wants us to be here. And therefore we want to be here. And sometimes the night is long, sometimes the night is bitter, and sometimes the night is difficult. The day will follow night. And the crippled Yaakov will eventually become whole.